The heavens glorify him too, although they make no sound. The mere sight of them inspires awe and directs that glory towards the great Creator. Let us also glorify him even more than they do. We can if we choose to. The heavens, day and night, don't glorify God as much as a holy soul does. When someone looks at the beauty of the heavens, they say, "Glory be to you, O God. What a beautiful creation you have made." The same thing happens when they see virtue in any person, and even more so. Not everyone glorifies God through his creation. Many believe that the things that exist are self-moving. Others attribute the creation and providence of the world to demons, and these people are gravely and unforgivably mistaken. But when it comes to human virtue, no one can hold such brazen opinions. They will undoubtedly glorify God when they see his servant living in goodness. Who could resist feeling awestruck when they see a man sharing our common human nature, living among us, who, like adamant, does not succumb to a flood of passions? In the midst of fire, iron, and wild beasts, this person becomes even tougher than adamant, conquering all for the sake of godliness's word. He blesses those who hurt him, praises those who slander him, prays for those who harm him, and does good to those who scheme against him. These deeds and others like them glorify God far more than the heavens do. The Greeks, when they look at the heavens, are not filled with awe. But when they see a holy man living a strict lifestyle, they withdraw and judge themselves. When someone of the same nature as them rises so much above them, much more than the heavens are above the earth, they begrudgingly acknowledge that it is a divine power at work. Hence, he says, "And glorify your Father which is in heaven."